Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 4. The gift of His boundless grace is already given to you. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. This boundless grace is all given freely, to every one of us. To you and me, just as we are. We need just that much grace to make us what the Lord wants us to be. And He is just so kind as to give it all to us freely, that we may be indeed just what He wants us to be. The Lord wants every one of us to be saved, and that with the fullness of salvation. And therefore He has given to every one of us the very fullness of grace, because it is grace that brings salvation. It is written, "The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." Thus the Lord wants all to be saved, and therefore He gave all of His grace, bringing salvation to all. The marginal reading of this text is just as true as the reading in the verse itself, "The grace of God that brings salvation to all men, has appeared." All the grace of God is given freely to everyone, bringing salvation to all. Whether all or anyone will receive it, that is another question. What we are studying now is the truth and the fact that God has given it. Having given it all, He is clear even though men may reject it. God has sent grace and peace, bringing righteousness and salvation to all men, even to you, whoever you are, and to me. Do not read this as a complimentary phrase or mere passing salutation, but as the creative word that brings to you personally all the blessings of the peace of God. It is to us the same word that Jesus spoke to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace."